Okay, today's daf is Menachas, daf Ayin Beis, and we are on Ayin Aleph and Beis on the last daf here in Perek Rabbi Yishmael. The Gemara on Ayin Aleph and Beis have been discussing the Shita of Rabbi Meir. The Shita of Rabbi Meir from Amid Aleph. There was a machlokas there. If one does a harvesting, if somebody cuts their grain in order to give, thank you, in order to give for the animals, for the animal fodder. So the question is one allowed to do that before the Omer is brought? So the Tanakhama had said on Davayan Aleph that Kotzel Shachas Machal Behema, one is allowed to do that in order to cut for animal fodder. Rabbi Yehuda says only if it's very early in the process. If it's before Havah Shlish, so then that's not called a Kitzira, and that's why it's mutter to do. Rabbi Shimon said no, he's even more makel, even if it already was Havah Shlish, if it's Lebehema, that's not called a Kitzira, and therefore, halachically, and that's why you're allowed to do it. But if it's La'adam, it sounds like if it's La'adam, so then it would be a problem. So that was Rabbi Meir, so we're focusing on Rabbi Meir Shita. As related to that machloka. So first, let's keep in mind the machloka. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon on Amar Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda says only before Havah Shlish. Rabbi Shimon says even after Havah Shlish. Then we have the Mishnah in Maseches Peah right here on Amid Beis, where the Mishnah says there are certain geographical realities that are mafsik for Peah. If somebody has a river or a road or a plowed field or an unplowed field, a different zera, or even kotzer l'shachas. If somebody cuts the middle part of their field in order to supply for animal fodder, that's also mafsik between the two sides that he's going to use for regular. Meaning, what does that mean? It means that's not called the kasira. Because if you say that's called tchilas kasira, that's not going to be mafsik for peya. So it must be that's where Meir Shita is holding that also kotzer l'shachas is mafsik. So the question is, who does Rabbi Meir line up with in the Mishnah on Amar Aleph? We're comparing the halachas of Hefsek Lepeya with the halachas of cutting before the Omer, in the same common denominator being, if it's not called a Ketzira, so then you're allowed to do it before the Omer, and it's Mafsik for Peya. So, who is Rabbi Meir following? So first, Rabbi Yochanan wanted to say, number one, that Rabbi Meir is following Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Meir, who says here, Kotzel Shachas is even after if it's grown a shlish. The Gemara said that can't be, because there's another Tosefta in Peah that seems the Rabbi Meir agrees with, that it's not called a Hefsik. So therefore, what would be the difference between the two sources? You'd have to say one's before shlish and one's after a shlish. So that is why Rabbi the second day up suggested in the Gemara that Rabbi Meir is really following Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda, who says that only if it was cut before a third, but if it was cut after a third, it would be called a Ketzira, it wouldn't be Mafsik for Peah, and it would not be allowed to be done before the Omer. Let's read that again. Ella, it's about 15 lines up, 12 lines up at the bottom. Ella. This is suggestion number two of the Gemara. Rabbi Meir b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Amra. Rabbi Meir is following the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar, who held on Amar Aleph, Emasai, Bizman Shehizchalat Shaloh Hevi Shlish. Avalam Hizchalat Shehevi Shlish Aser. It's Aser once it brings a Shlish, because that's called a Maisa Ketzira, and you're not allowed to do that before the Omer. So now we're going to reject that. Says the Gemara, Emer, the Shamas Leila Rabbi Yehuda, Lebehema. When did Rabbi Yehuda say that before Shlish is not called a Ketzira? That's Lebehema. That's where you cut for your animal, for animal fodder. La'adam Yishamislei. But if you cut la'adam, if you cut for human consumption, did Rabbi Yehuda say his shita there too? De im kain, because if you want to say that Rabbi Yehuda said his shita even about adam, havilu tlasa tanoi, then there'd really be three shitas in the tanoim on Amar Aleph, and we'd rather not say that, because as Rashi quotes, whenever Rabbi Yehuda comes in the Mishnah of Amar Yehuda, he's coming to explain the previous shita. He's not coming to argue on the previous shita. But if we say that Rabbi Yehuda here would be saying a shita even la'adam, and that's how he would line up with Rabbi Meir, so then there would be three shitas. Rashi explains what the three shitas would be. The Tanakhama says Behedya. The Tanakhama would say only Lebehema, because Tanakhama says Kotzel Shachas Lamachal Behema. Rabbi Yehuda would then say, even if Emasai, when do I say my Shita only before Havah Shlish? And now we're suggesting even La'adam, that would be okay if it was before Havah Shlish. Rabbi Shimon would say even after Havah Shlish, whether that's Lebehema or not would be a question, but that we would not like to say that. We can't say, we don't want to say that the three sheet is in the Tanaim. So Elos, it says the Gemara, third possibility. Ki Yasa Rav Dimi Amar, Rabbi Meir, Beshitas Rabbi Akiva, Rabbo Amar, Afla Adam, Rabbi Meir, here in Peya, is following the Shita of his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, who said Afla Adam, Lo Nami Lo Hafi Katsir. That's also not called a Katsir as long as it was done in a certain way. Titzan, as another Mishnah says in Mesechas Peya. Where's Rabbi Akiva? As follows. Haminamer Sada. If somebody is Minamer, they're Sada. What's Minamer? Number is a leopard. Right? So Minamer is like you leave spots in your Sada. You only take harvest certain areas of one's field. Vishir Bel Klachim Lachim. And he leaves unripe stalks in the field. After so, those that are not attached to each other, each of those unripe stalks are considered different areas for Peya. When you eventually harvest those stalks, then you have to leave Peya for each one. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Peya lo kol echad v'echad. Rabbi Akiva says, you have to leave Peya for each one, even though the original harvesting that you did was La'adam. Right? So that's the Shita that we're going to say is Rabbi Meir Shita. V'chachamim Omer, me'echad ala kol. No, even if you left a couple of unripe stalks, the earlier harvest is at Mafsik, and it's all considered one big harvest. You only have to leave Peya for one. V'yomar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, lo chiev Rabbi Akiva, ela b'manamer l'kloyos. And Rabbi Akiva only said your chayev for each one if you left the field with different areas, l'kloyos, where you cut unripe grain. That's a parallel to Shachas. And that's why we're connecting Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir. Avo bin Menamer, la'otzer lo. But if you gathered regular la'otzer, a grain that was already ripe, so then Rabbi Akiva wouldn't agree to that. That would just be the beginning of the harvest, and therefore, you'd only require one payer for all. But that's the third suggestion of the Gemara. There Rabbi Meir is following the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, that if it is l'shachas, but then, meaning it's, you're cutting unripe grain, even if it's for some type of human consumption, it's still gonna be okay. What do you mean okay? It's still not gonna be called a halachic kitzira. And therefore, it would be mafsik for peya, and we're saying maybe it would be the same thing for cutting it before the omer. That's the third suggestion. So the Gemara ends off by saying, Aini, can we really suggest that? That Rabbi Meir is following Rabbi Akiva, v'haki yasa ravin amr Rabbi Yochanan, mechayiv hayu Rabbi Akiva, af b'men amr la'otzar. Rabbi Akiva says, even if you're doing it for human consumption. So that's not like what Rabbi Meir says. Rabbi Meir says, dafka l'shachas. So the Gemara answers, sovra le'kavasi b'chadu, palik le'b'chadu. Okay, you're right, he holds like Rabbi Akiva, but doesn't go as far. Doesn't go as far as his Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Meir would say, even la'adam would be okay as long as it is before Havah Shlish. It would still not be considered a Katsira. And Rabbi Akiva might go one step further, even la'adam, even after Havah Shlish, it still might not be called a halachic Katsira. So that was the maskana, how we put Rabbi Meir along with all the other shitas, where maybe Rabbi Meir is like a form of Rabbi Akiva, but remember, Rabbi Meir, the maskana, is against the other two shitas. He's against Rabbi Yehuda, who said it's only lebehema and only before Havashlish. Only if you have both of those conditions, do you not call it a katsira. And according to Rabbi Shimon, it's only lebehema after Havashlish. That's what's not called a halachic katsira. Okay, and then Rabbi Meir is the third sheet, and Rabbi Akiva possibly is a fourth sheet. Now we continue, second line on the top. Kochin mipnei anetiyus. So the Mishnah said that one is allowed to cut before the Omer because of the netiyus, because of the little saplings. What did that mean? So if you remember, Rashi yesterday quoted two different pshatim. Either shalo yafsidu, because you're ruining the grain and the saplings growing together are going to cause the saplings to get ruined. Or, number two, because kilayim. Because of kilayim, you have these together and you don't want them to become ne'esar. So, v'pnei adetios, u'mipnei beis ha'avel. Also we said because of, you want to have room to give the birchas of avelim on the, in the area and you need to cut some of the grain in order to make room. U'mipnei beis ha'medrash. Because of, you want to give a shear. They didn't have large rooms to give shear, and they gave them outside in the field. So if you want to have a certain area to give a shear, so therefore, you had a cut before the Omer. So my time, what is the basis for all of these heterim? Kitzir chem amarachmana velo kitzir mitzvah. Because you are only not allowed to cut your own for your own needs, a kitzir before the Omer. But if it's at all called kitzir mitzvah, so that would not be included in the Isser. So all of these are considered Kitzir Mitzvah. At least the last two. at least based on the base of Ezra, considered Kisir Mitzvah, and therefore it is not a problem. Rabbi Chanan says, you know what you see from here? Ah, what is this an Issa Daraisa to cut before the Omer? And if it's an Issa Daraisa, what is Birchas Avelam? That's Pashas of the Rabbanan. Right, the Rambam says in Hilchas Avel, I didn't break up, the Rambam says in Hilchas Avel, Perek Yudalid, we've discussed this before, that there are many, many mitzvahs Durabanan, Bikur Cholim, Nichem Avelim, Levayas Orachim, all of those mitzvahs are Durabanan. They're included in the larger rubric of Ahat Recha Kamocha, but they're mitzvahs Durabanan. So says Rabbi Chanan in Psachim, in Os Sadek Zion, you see from here that even a mitzvah derabanan could be in the category of L'shem mitzvah. Once the Rabbanan said it is a mitzvah, so that even on a Doraisa level, it would be recognized as not Kitzir Chem. It's enough to not be considered Kitzir Chem, and therefore you would be allowed to do it before the Omer. Says Rabbi Chanan, "V'hinei b'gemara shah muchach the afilu b'shvil mitzvah derabanan muter liksar kodem ha'omer." Even for a mitzvah derabanan, did it's my mikitzir chem the hainu mishum daha the katzir mitzvah muter. Nebnei she'ena b'chal kitzir chem. Even for a mitzvah derabanan, and he says you find this in two other places. Ukein ze le'inyan ben sora remora. No, ben sora remora has to eat the meat and drink the wine by a non suudas mitzvah. If he's doing it by Suda's mitzvah, that is not gonna be in violation. So what's a non-Suda's mitzvah? Even a mitzvah derabanan is gonna prevent him from becoming a Ben Sora or a Mora. So again, there's a d'oraisa recognition of a derabanan mitzvah. Right? Achad var mitzvah udvar aveira pater, because that's considered an inishamea bekolenu, and even for an a mitzvah or an aveira derabanan, number two. And number three, he says, is osek b'mitzvah. Osek b'mitzvah patur b'na mitzvah, even if you're osek in a mitzvah d'rabbanan, it could be still be considered patur b'na mitzvah. Why? Because when are you chayev in mitzvahs? When? B'shiftecha. B'shiftecha b'veisecha, right? That's the source in brachas and in sukkah. B'shiftecha, when you're sitting. So when you're doing a mitzvah, that's not called you're sitting. Even a mitzvah d'rabbanan, it's not called you're sitting. So those are three areas where we see that a mitzvah d'rabbanan can have recognition even on a daraisa level. Of, you're not doing just plain what you want to do. You're doing God's work. That applies by the cutting of the Omer, Kitzir Chem. That applies by Bet Sarah Mora, Einen Shom Eba Kolenu. And that applies by Osek B'mitzvah, it's not B'shiftecha. And I say Dochalos Asei, and I say Durabanan to be Dochalos Asei Daraisa. I don't know if it will go. And I say Durashus. That itself is Rabbi Chanan, right? I think the last Rabbi Chanan in Kiddushin, the last two pieces in Rabbi Chanan in Kofesh Yirmi Kiddushin discusses, is a mitzvah's reshus able to be docha a lo sase. But that's still a daraisa. Like matzah on the last 6 days of Pesach, last 7 days of Pesach, right? So is that going to be strong enough? So that's the suffix that he has. He goes to Rivet. But I don't know about a mitzvah to Rabbanan, would that be strong? Because that's not just a category. That might be connected to Hucha Tehuya. If you want to,
isn't that what's happening here?
I don't think. No, it's not Asei Dochalos here. It's just that it's never included in the Isser. Kitzir Chem is the Isser, and if it's a mitzvah, even a Drabana, that's not called Kitzir Chem. That's not Asei Dochalos Asei. It's just that the Los Asei does not exist here. Right, so it's a more basic hatter. Any hakpadas that relates to the mikdash David, I think, according to a couple of days ago. Whether, depending on the reason, well, it's totally right. Well, it's totally if you would apply the bizman azer or not. Okay. It's totally, everybody, plenty of people eat chadosh today. So anyway, there's feel our makvid in chos laretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, did they cut it before?
They have it ready.
Right after. Noch Pesach.
It says
Nitchan after Pesach. Nitchan, but it was cut before. Right, I'm not sure. I have to see what the minhag is. Okay. Weiter. But in all these cases that one is allowed to cut before the Omer, one is not allowed to put them in regular bundles. You've got to leave them open. Right? You have the heter, the basic heter to cut them, to prevent the hefsid and to prevent the kilayim, but you're not allowed to put it into bundles. My taima, the kama, the efshalot tarchinan, you try to limit as much as one can. You don't want to just let everything go if one is possible. Right? Rashi says, krichos are alumos. Alumos, that like we know from the Yosef story. Ma'almim alumim. Weiter.
Mitzvah sa'omer lovi min hakama. It's a mitzvah to bring from the kama, from the standing grain. Tana rabbanon. Vim takrev min chas bikurim. That's talking about the carbon ha'omer. If you bring the carbon ha'omer. Ma tamal omar. Lefi she mitzvah sa'omer lovi min hakama. Because it is a lechachila to bring it from the kama, from the standing grain. What does that mean? That one should do a kitsira lishma. When the Bezdin goes out that night, with all the pomp and circumstance, with all the fanfare, they should go and cut it. That's the lechachila. Minayim shim lo matzim and akama yavi mina omrim. How do I know that if they get there and it's already cut, it's okay? They can bring from the already bundled. They don't have to cut. The ksira lishma is only lechachila. Tamalomar takriv. So the next lashon of takriv, that teaches me even if it's already cut, you should still bring it. Davar acher, or takriv. What does the word takriv mean? Lefi shemitzvah lahavi min halach. You should bring it from the fresh and the moist. Minayin shem lo matza min halach yavi min hayavish. If you did from the lach, you should bring from the yavish. Tamalomar takriv. Right? So again, takriv teaches me even if you don't fart from the lach, you have to bring from the dry. Davar acher, third, takriv, lefisha mitzvah so looks over laila, since lechadchila. Once you cut it that night, leil tezayin, minayin shim nixar b'yom, kasher. How do I know that if b'di'evet b'yom is kasher, tamalomar, or v'doches ha-shabbos, and also that it is doche shabbos, tamalomar, takriv. So takriv teaches me all three. To review, takriv, kol shehu, takriv is kol shehu, meaning even from the bundles. Takriv mikol makom, even from far from Yerushalayim, where it's going to be yavish by the time it gets there. Takriv afilu b'Shabbos. Takriv is even on Shabbos, and we add on one more. Takriv afilu b'tumah, even b'tumah. The halach is tumah hotcher b'tumah tachui b'tzibur here, and one would bring it even if there is a problem. So in some of the achronim wonder how, you know, we need a pasuk here to tell me to bring even if it's dry and even if it's bundles. What's the havamina that I wouldn't need to do this? We know the principle in Kachim is shana kasav la'akev. It's only if there are two psukim would I then think something is ma'akev. But if there's only one pasuk, so then ask the Taras HaKodesh, you know, of course I would know that it's not. What do you need a makar for? What do you need a makar for? So he's bothered by that question. And he says, "Devtirets zeh chen yadanu." I would know that if you did it already, it would be okay, because there's no shana lav kasav la'akev. But maybe I still wouldn't know that if you haven't brought it yet, and that's what you see in front of you. You don't have to make yourself crazy to try to find it, because maybe that's still a lechatchila. Bidi Eved, once you brought it, so then there's no shana lav kasav la'akev, so you know, of course, it's okay. But the question here is that even if you see in front of you yavesh, you don't have to make yourself crazy to try to find. I would have thought that maybe that's still on the lechatchila level, kamash v'lan. That's the chiddush of the pasuk here, to say this is good enough. If you don't find it on a basic level, then you could just bring the yavesh. You could bring from Rachok. You should bring even from the Umrin, any of the others. Shana kasav la'akev is kachim. Who says it's only by avoda? So by all in yoni kachim. Okay, next. Nixar bayom kasher. So the Mishnah says that the kitziras ha'omer is usually done at night, like the Mishnah says in Megillah as well, right? It's kasher kol halayla. But if you did it by yom, so then it is kasher. V'hat's not, but didn't the Mishnah say in Megillah kol halayla kasher l'ksiras ha'omer? The entire night is kosher for the cutting of the omer. Ula hector chalavim ve'evarim. And to burn the fat and the limbs. Right, Rashi says, if they come off the fire, you can put them back on the entire night. So instead of burn them the entire night, tekter chalav ve'evarim. And the Mishnah says, Davrish mitzvaso kol hayom, or mitzvaso bayom, kasher kol hayom. Davrish mitzvaso balayla, kasher kol halayla. So, says the Mishnah, that there are mitzvahs bayom and there are mitzvahs balayla. So how could we suggest here that something that is supposed to be done by Laila can be done by Yom? Tani by Laila, dum yud Yom. Ma da Yom by Laila lo. After Laila by Yom, nami lo. All the mitzvahs by Yom there cannot be done at night. Shofar and Megillah by Yom and all the other mitzvahs that are done by Yom cannot be done at night. So to hear, all the mitzvahs by Laila cannot be done by Yom. So how can we suggest that the Ketziras HaOmer, which is supposed to be done at night, can also be done by Yom?
So Amar Rabba lo kasha, Harebi v'har was Reb Shimon. Really, it's a machlokas tanoim. Whether the Ketziras HaOmer can be done by Yom. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, Ha Yomeru Makriv Minchas HaOmer V'nitmeis. If somebody is being Makriv the Omer, and then it becomes Tamei, the Omer becomes Tamei, so what do? So Im Yesh Acheres, if there's another one easily available, Omer Lo Havei Er Acheres Tachteha. Bring another one. Bring another one. Why? Why don't you just bring it? Because if it's Tzibur and it's Tamei, because we'd rather not. Rashi says Gzeira. Rashi says Shelo Yomru Mutar LaHakriv Mincha Tamei Afilu Tiyachid. Because if you do this, people might come to say, you know, even a private mincha you could bring Batuma. So that's why it's best if you have another grain, other barley that you could bring for the Omer. So you should bring that if you have others. V'yim lav, and if not, Omer lo, have pikeach v'shasok. Right? Shtok. And if not, then just do it, but just be quiet about it. Don't make a big deal about that it's Tameh and you're doing it anyway. Just bring it because we don't want to make such a big deal. We don't want people to think that all minchas can be brought bituma. Divrei Rebbe. That's what Rebbe says. Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, Omer, benkachu venkach, Omer lo, have pikeach v'shtok. Reb Shimon says, no, don't worry about it. Right? Don't worry about it. You can just do it even betuma. Just be quiet about it. Why? Shekola Omer sheniksa shlomka kumitzvaso pasol. Because if you're going to cut the Omer now instead to try to get new, that's pasol. Not allowed to do that. You've already cut it the previous night, and now it becomes tame when you're being makrivit, so you can't cut new now. So what do you see? It's machlokas tanoim, whether you could cut the Omer by yom. So according to Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, the second sheet, you cannot cut it by Yom, and that's why you just got to use the Tumah. Got to use the one B'Tumah, so just be quiet about it. Rebbe would say, no, just get new ones now. Why? Because he would allow it to even be done, even by Yom. There is a discussion, yeah.
In the first case where they switch it to a different, what do they do with the
original? Where they switch it,
they
bring another Omer. The first one is just, they mock the shit. They have to burn it on the Deshen. It doesn't go on the Mizbeach. Doesn't go on the Mizbeach, either way.
The extra had to be Nifta.
The extra had to be Nifta, but maybe it had to be Nifta. We had that earlier, right? That maybe it was like a Tnai, inherently, that only the Isarun that comes out is going to be Hektish. But here, even the Isarun, the whole thing became Tameh. So it's like Psulei HaMakdashim. Okay, so it's a Machlokas Tanoim, whether one can cut, do the Ketziras HaOmer Bayom. The Achronim, it's related based on the Mishnah, the Gemara in Maseches Yuma Dav Zayin, note that this Machlokas there in Yuma is related to the Sugya of Tuma, Tuchuya B'tzibur, and Tuma Hucha B'tzibur. They're related to that, even though our Gemara doesn't mention it. You might say that if you try to get another one, so then you might say that's because Tumah is Dechuya B'tzibur, and therefore you do everything you can in order to not rely on it. If you say don't worry about it, so then you might say Tumah Hucha B'tzibur. That's what one, the Achronim, the Gvuras Ari, the Shagas Aryeh in Yuma there, and Daf Zayin, relates this to Dechuya and Hucha. So you could also suggest that even if some Achronim have this formulation, that even if you want to say Tumah Hucha B'tzibur, you still might try to get fresh and Tahar Omer. Why? So you might say, similar to what Rabbi Yosef Engel says in the Chanukah story. It's a well-known kasha of why we needed the whole Chanukah nes, Tumah Hucha B'tzibur. So why did we need the nes? Right? Why do we need the oil to be tar? So Rabbi Yosef Engel in Shabbos there on Daf Chaf Aleph says, yes, Tumah Hucha B'tzibur, but that's only during a process. When you're starting off, beginnings have to be pure. And that's why by Chanukah, when they had the Chanukah Samizbeach, so you couldn't rely on Tumah Hucha B'tzibur. It's got to be pure from the Haschalah. The Kiva Dehaya Az Chanukah Sabayis, Kiva De Chanukah Hidavar Haschali V'Rashi L'Chala Ba'acharav, V'Lachain Hutzrach Sheyiyah B'Tara Gemura Lo B'Techiyas HaTumah. That's what he says, and he says, and that's why Vizel Gamkein, what that's Mavur and Balei Atosas of Parsha Shmini, Bikrovaya Kadesh, to Kohen Hedyot, Biyom Shenipshach Lavoda, Aser B'Tumas Krovim, Kikohen Gadol. Right, he quotes other examples where Haschalas have to be pure, even if later on you can rely on Tumma. So maybe the Omer is called a Haschala. Right? This is the beginning of the year's crop, and therefore, you know, even if you would say Tumah Hucha B'tzibur, normally you still might try to get Tahar here because it is a Haschalah. possibility similar to that answer that he says in Chanukah. Okay, so that is the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Machlokas Tanam, whether it can be done, whether the Ketzira can be done by Yom. Right, really, it has to be done by Laila. Can be done by Yom B'Di'evet. That's a machlokas. Amar Rabba, Rabba Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, B'Shidas Rabbi Kiva, Rabbo Shalaviv Amra. One second, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, who we just said holds that it cannot be done by Yom. Right, he was the second shita. Cannot be done by Yom. You just got to use what you have. Shouldn't he be following the shita of his father's Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva? His father was Rabbi Shimon. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and this, whose Rebbe was Rabbi Akiva. So shouldn't he be following Yeshita? Amra, Ditnan, who says, the Mishnah says, where? Beginning of Rav Blazer Demila, 19th parak of Shabbos, Klal Amra Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Kol Malacha She'ef Shalom La'asosam Ayarav Shabbos, Eino Doch Ez HaShabbos. Doesn't he follow the Shita of his father's Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, who says that anything you could have done before Shabbos is not Doch HaShabbos? Anything right? So about Mila. Mila has to be done on Shabbos. You got to do Mila on Shabbos. But all the Machshirei mitzvah of getting the knife and sharpening the knife, all the other Machshirin cannot be done on Shabbos because they could have been done on Erev Shabbos. So doesn't Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon hold like that, number one? And also, V'savalak Rabbi Yishmael, and he also holds like Rabbi Yishmael to Amar Ksiris Omer mitzvah. And he also holds that Ketzira Sa'omer is a mitzvah ditznan, Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Rabbi Shmuel says, Ma Charish Rishus, Avkatzir Rishus. What is Asur on Shabbos? Only your own actions. Just like plowing of your own. Rishus. Just voluntary plowing is Asur. So too, only voluntary harvesting is Asur. Avkatzir Rishus. Yotza Ketzira Omer, Shei Mitzvah. Excluding the Ketzira Omer, which is a mitzvah. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. That you're allowed to do Ketzira Omer on Shabbos because it's a mitzvah. So now we finish off the question. And if you say, Nixar, if it's cut, Shalokim Mitzvaso, it is kosher. Amai Dachi Shabbos, Nixrimi Erev Shabbos. So why don't we just say that it can be cut from before Shabbos? If you are allowed to cut it at a time that is not the ideal time, that's not the ideal time at night, so then why don't we just say that it's never going to be Docha Shabbos? When do we say that something is Docha Shabbos? Only when it's a mitzvah and has to be done now, like Rabbi Akiva says. But if it is something that does not have to be done now, so why don't we say that it could be done from before beforehand? Not before, but the day before we're talking about is the first day of Yontif, so it's got to be done 2 days before. So, Ella, what do you see? Me the Dachi Shabbos, the fact that it's Docha Shabbos, Shmamina, Nixash Shlokim Mitzvah, so possible. It must be that if you cut it not at the exact moment, the ideal time, it's going to be possible. That's what you have to do it that night, even if it's Shabbos. The Rebbe Lav, period, semicolon, right? And that works out the Shita of Reb Lazar Reb Shimon. It has to be done that night, and that's why it's even Docha Shabbos, and it works all out with his father's Rebbe, which is father's Rebbe. In Yonah de Yoma, because you see Rashi quotes in the Gemara in Yuvamis, right? How do you know that Reb Lazar Reb Shimon is the son of Reb Shimon, who's the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva? He quotes the Sfiras Omer Gemara, the Lagba Omer Gemara. Well, one of the two. Of course, the Gemara Yivam Islamach Beis, when all the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died, and Rabbi Akiva started again with five Talmidim, one of them being Reb Shimon. Right, and Yonah de Yomik is Shreif today, right, because of Erev Lagba Omer. That's what he quotes there, by Olam Shamim, Achabar Rabbi Akiva Vachulu. That's the Lagba Omer connection for today's daf. Period. Let's stop. Should we continue for a second because there's something to talk about? You know, yeah. Let's stop there for a minute before the word Verebi. There is an important discussion. What does the Gemara's Yisod seem to be here? That if you can't do it earlier, that's when it's Docha Shabbos, right? If you can't do something earlier, the Ketzira. If you can't do it later, then you can't do it earlier. It has to be this night. Ketzira Omer has to be done at night. It has to be done at night. That's when you know it is Docha Shabbos. Says the Shach, you know what this Araya from here? Nothing to do with the Omer. The Shach in Reish Samach Beis, Hilchas Mila, says the Shach, Bidi Eved, if somebody does a Mila before day 8. What's the halacha? Bidi Eved. Remember, I once had this, once with my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law is a pediatrician. Once she had a Shaila, terrible, terrible Shaila, that there was some case in a hospital where she had a patient, and some babies got mixed up. I don't know how much they sued for, but the babies got mixed up, and the doctor did a circumcision before day 8 on a Jewish Orthodox baby. And the shaila what? Besides the, whatever, the legal issues, but halachically, what do you do with that baby? What do you do with the baby? So this is a question. The Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says in Yoredeya, Rei Samach Beis, Ein Malin Ashatani Tzachama B'yom Shmini L'Leidaso. Right, you don't do Mila until Nates of day 8. Umishalom Arashachar Yatzeh, but the Eved after dawn is also Yotzeh. V'kalayom Kashalom Mila, El Shazvizim Akdim L'mitzvah, Umalim Miyad Baboker. You do it in the morning. V'yafilah Shalom Izmana, Eino Ela Bayom. Right, even Bayom. Says the Ramah, Ovar Umal Balayla, Tzorech Lachzor Lahatim Enru Dambris. Right, you need a Talos Dambris, Mila Balayla is no good. Malu Toches, Ubayom, Yatza. The Ramah holds that if you did Mila on day 7 during the day, Yotze. He quotes the Rush there in Shabbos. Vayin lekaman. If you look on the Shach, the Shach argues. The Shach argues based on our Gemara. Says the Shach right there. Hayinu api mashi kosev darke Moshe. Da the gozer money is far Rush lo pligi. The efshar da adiv toches me ilu shenimu balaylo. Right, the Ramah is machalit between night and within day 8. Aval adaiti ef shalom arkein. You can't say this. Why? Kidemuchach lehedya b'menachis sof perak Rebbe Yishmael. We read this Gemara, we don't think Bris Mila. The Shach reads this, he thinks Bris Mila. Why? Because what does it say here? Gavihot, the Kamar Hasam Alazar Reb Shimon, B'shidas Rebbe Akiva Rabo Amar. What's the whole Svara? The whole Svara is, V'isach adalach nixar shalokim v'tzvaso kashra amai dochi Shabbos. If you can do it a little earlier, it can't be dochi Shabbos. We know Mila is dochi Shabbos. But one second, if you could do it before day 8 b'di'evet, so Mila shouldn't be dochi Shabbos. That's his raya. So it must be, just like our Gemara says, that according to Rabbi Reb Shimon, the fat wise considers Omer Docha Shabbos because you can't do it earlier. So to Mila, the reason it's Docha Shabbos must be because you can't do it earlier. And he continues and discusses more, but this is the Shach. This is a big discussion in the Achronim, whether our Gemara is really a raya. Because if you look in Tosfos here, Tosfos says, the bottom Tosfos, maybe there's a difference because L'charchila, the Mitzvaso Balayla, so it's discussed. Look in the Shagas Aryeh, Simin Nun Beis. He has a whole discussion of this Shach. Kobachlokas Ramah in the Shach. He discusses whether this is a good Raya from our Gemara. He doesn't think it's such a good Raya, even though B'di'evet he agrees with the Shach. You can look in Simin Nun Beis in the Shagas Aryeh. I'll read you the last paragraph. He says, Nizbar Lana Barayas Bruros, to call Hecha Shanim Alatino Ptoch Shmona, Ein Bazesh Shub Mitzvah Klau. V'yafilu Lahani Ravasa Desirali Din Sorach Adamenu Dambris Bismano. Even according to the Shita that say you don't need Dambris, that's not because you did Mila. It's just because it's as if you're Nolan Mohol. It's as if, El Dadraba, Bito Mitzvah Lagamre, Tahavile Mu'uva Shinu Yochaliskon, V'yamol Ptoch Zmano, Ein Shem Mitzvah Mila Olav. Hilkach, Im Sorach Lamol Ptoch Shmona, Bishub Pikuach Nefesh. Rashai lamulo afilo aide psulam lamul could go nachri. That's his nafkamina. If somebody b'shum pikuach nefesh needs a mila before day 8, you don't have to do it with a kosher person because it's not called a mila anyway. Says the Shagas Aryeh. V'kuleyalma modem bazeh afilo mandamar desfilei dain sartan brit. He continues. Anyway, that's the discussion of this shach. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. V'Rebbe lav talmid of Reb Shimon who? Well, we said it was Reb Shimon is only a talmid of Reb Shimon. Well, Rebbe is not a talmid of Reb Shimon, and therefore Rebbe argues and says that the Kitzira does not have to be done, and therefore maybe it would be Docha Shabbos. Possibly the Gemara is suggesting. V'Tanya Amar Rebbe k'shayino lemedim Torah Eitzel Rebbe Shimon b'Tzakoa. He says when we used to learn Torah with Reb Shimon, Hayinu Malon Lo Shemin Va'aluntis, we used to carry the oil and the towel, Mechatzal Agaga, Megag LeKarpev, and Mekarpev LeKarpev. These are all semi-private, semi-public reshuyos. These aren't streets, and these aren't private yards. These are all what we would call Carmeli, right, Carmelios. Right, so all of these, Rabbi Shimon holds that all of these are considered one unit for Shabbos. So Rashi quotes the Gemara in Erevin. Rabbi Shimon says all roofs and yards are all considered one reshus for Kalim that were there before Shabbos. And you see, Rabbi held like it. So you see, he holds like Rabbi Shimon in these halachas. So he says, Rabbi Shimon. No, he still holds like the other Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, see how beloved is doing a mitzvah in its proper time. Shaharei, Hector Chalavim ve'Evarim, Kishirim Kol Alayla. The Karbanis of Shabbos. We know that the burning of the fats and the limbs of the Karbanis of Shabbos really can be done the entire night after Shabbos, and yet vohemantum lemachetechshach. But we know they used to do it Shabbos afternoon because chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. So even though maybe it can be done afterwards or at a different time, still will be doche Shabbos for a lechadchila chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, just like the hekter chalavim ve'evarim. Says the Gemara, finishing up, Rabbi Reb Shimon lo shamilei. What, Rabbi Reb Shimon does not hold to that principle of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita? Doesn't hold of that. So Ella, no, there's a difference between Hector Chalavim, Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon would answer, there's a difference between Hector Chalavim being Docha Shabbos and the Ksiris Omer being Docha Shabbos. Why? Ella Shiny Hasam, Shari Dachsa Shchita as a Shabbos. By Hector Chalavim, that's a Hemshech of a previous Avodah that was Docha Shabbos. Shchita's Tamid is for sure Docha Shabbos. So once that's Docha Shabbos, then we say the Hemshech of that is also Docha Shabbos. But Kitzira, that's stage one. So Reb Elazar Reb Shimon would say, I'll say Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita by a Hemshech. I won't say it by something new. Says the Gemara, the Rabbi Hachinami, Dachsa Shchita Esa Shabbos. Wouldn't Rabbi then say that too? Would Rabbi hold of that distinction? So Ella Kasava Rebbe Kitzir Saomer Lo Dach Yishabis. So it must be Inachinami. Argument we said before, Rebbe would say Inachinami because you could do it before Shabbos. It's not Docha Shabbos because it doesn't have to be done that night. You have to do it beforehand, and therefore it would not be Docha Shabbos. Period. The Mikdash David wonders how serious this svara is of Dachsa Shchita Es Shabbos. He wonders, where is this in? Here it is, in Simen Chafeh, Yesh La'ayin, Im Rak Mishum De Efshar Balayla, is it only because you're able to do it at night, Avalim Lohay Se Efshar Balayla, Lohay Yetzorach Latam De Dach L'Shchidah Se Shabbos, Vayedoch Rez Shabbos Mitzad Atzman, is Hekta Chalavim Ve'Varim only not, or the Ketzira, in either case, is it only because you have this, it started before in the Avodah, but if you wouldn't have an Efshar Es Balayla, you'd be able to do it anyway, even without the Svara? Of you started with Shchita, or Kiva Daktaras Evarim Lo Ma'ak V'Kapara Mitzat Atzman, or do we say because the Hector Chalav Evarim, as we had many times in Zvachim, it's not Ma'akim V'Kapara anyway, ain't Dochas Shabbos, period. It's not Dochas Shabbos, even if you wouldn't be able to do it tonight. You just wouldn't do it. V'Tzar Gamkin Latam, you need the reason of Dochas Shabbos. V'Nafkamini, because Nafkamina Lo Blilas Menachas, to other types of extraneous actions which don't have a shchita at the beginning of it, right? So that's his question. How serious is this svara of dachsa es a Shabbos? Also, keep in mind the Minchas Asher that we've mentioned many times in Parshas Vayera, where Rav Asher Weiss notes that there are four principles that are similar, and sometimes he says achronim, even Rishonim put them together, but he thinks that in Chazal they're used in four unique separate ways. And that is, number one, Zrizah Makdimah LaMitzvahs. Doing a mitzvah, you can do a mitzvah in a later time, you can do a mitzvah in an earlier time. He says that's what Zrizah Makdimah LaMitzvahs is. To call Hecha the Mutal Adam Lakai Mitzvah, She'etzem Asiyasa Hi HaTachlis, where the Iker is the Maisa HaMitzvah. So that's what Zrizah Makdimah LaMitzvahs applies. Number one. Number two, Shihui Mitzvah Lo Mashhinon. Second principle. That principle is used, he says, where there's a chash that something might not happen in the end. Right? You want to wait for a certain lachadchila brother to do yibum. You don't wait. Maybe he'll never come. Shihui mitzvah lo mashhinan. Number three, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Our principle. He says that's always used where there is an ideal time to do something and a bidi'evit time to do something. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita means you do it in the ideal time. Number three. And number four, ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. The fourth principle. That's where you have two different times to do something. You have two mitzvahs in front of you. There are a couple of forms of two places to do a mitzvah. Right? We have, like, if you have Cohen's walking to the Mizbeach, maybe he should do it on the first corner that he gets to and not pass over a corner. So those are four principles that he says sometimes are used interchangeably by Achrona, but he feels, if you look in Chazal, they're used specifically in cases. Ein mavir nala mitzvahs, shi'i mitzvah b'shaita, shi'i mitzvah lo mashinan, chavi mitzvah b'shaita, and zrizah makdimah la mitzvahs. Those four, it's in Simen Chav Beis in the Menchas Asher. Vayter, let's continue now. Says the Gemara, velo, fifth line. Velo, is it really true that Rebbe holds that the Ksiris Omer is not Docha Shabbos? Vatznan. But the Mishnah said earlier, v'chachamim omrim, Echad Shabbos, the beginning of the parak. Echad Shabbos, Echad Chol, Mishalosh Hayubah. Whether it's Shabbos or Chol, they took it from Shalosh Se'im. So you see, it's on Shabbos. The local Rebbe, the Mishnah's not like Rebbe. I have a chum over mechad Shabbos vechad chum bishlosha bishlosh kupos bishlosh magalos. Use three baskets and three cutting instruments. The local Rebbe, that's also not like Rebbe. Ube Shabbos yom alayim Shabbos zoo. The whole public display. The local Rebbe. All of those are not like Rebbe. Rebbe would say you don't do it on Shabbos. Period. Nixar by yom kasher v'dochas haShabbos. If it's cut by yom, it's kasher v'dochas haShabbos. Man Shabbos le'dom nixar by yom kasher. One second. But now we have a problem. Who is the one that says you don't have to do it that night? Who says you have the flexibility to do it in the previous day? Rebbe. Viktani dochas haShabbos. That it says it's dochas haShabbos. We just said that they work together. We just said that if you're allowed to do it earlier, that it's not dochas haShabbos. So my lab de Katsira, isn't the Mishnah telling me, referring to the Katsira's Omer being Docha Shabbos? Lo, la Hakrava. No, like we alluded to when we did the Mishnah, is referring to the Hakrava's Omer. The Katsira's Omer is not Docha Shabbos. Only the Hakrava is Docha Shabbos, because that has to be done on the second day of Pesach. Aval Katsira lo, but Katsira would not be Docha Shabbos. One final question related, Vahatanya, but one second, Rebbe Omer. We have another Bryce of Rebbe. Rebbe's talking. Vaidabari Moshe es Moadei Hashem. Pasuk in Emor, Mata Malomer. What does that mean? Moshe says to the Moadim, Lefish lo lamanu elo lo tamid vePesach, because we only learned that tamid and Pesach adocha Shabbos, shenarma bohen bimoado, in their time, bimoado vafilu b'Shabbos, bimoado vafilu b'tuma, I only know Pesach and tamid. Shar karbonas atzibur minayin, how do I know that all karbonas tzibur that have to be done on Shabbos are docha, tamalomar, ela tasu l'Hashem b'moadeichem. Right, you have a summa pasuk. Minayin l'rabos omer, v'hakarevimo, shtei halechem v'hakarevimo, and how do I know to include even the omer and the shtei halechem, and all the abizrayhu of the omer and the shtei halechem, everything that goes with it? Tamal omer, v'dara moshes, mo'adei Hashem, hakasav kavamoy l'kulon. So you see, the brice of the Rebbe says that the omer and everything that goes with the omer is docha. So lemai, what are we talking about here? Ilei mele hakrava. If we're talking about the hakravas haomer, shtei alechem v'hakrava ninu, you don't burn it. It's not burned in the mizbeach. So elapshita l'tchina v'arkada. So it must be, it's referring to the grinding and the sifting, meaning preparatory stages. V'dechvasa gabi omer l'ksira. If it's the preparatory stages of the shtei alechem, it's also the preparatory stages of the omer. So it must be, this brisa must be saying that according to Rebbe, ksira's omer is docha Shabbos. So it's stuck. V'kadachi is a Shabbos. We just said the Rebbe doesn't hold that. So answer the Gemara, no. Ela omer l'akrava v'shtei alechem l'afia. Could be machalik. Omer is talking about that gravas omer being doche. The shtei alechem is talking about the baking of the shtei alechem being doche. Tiksava Rebbe, Tanur Makadesh. And Rebbe says that the oven of the baking of the shtei alechem is what sanctifies it. That's why it has to be done today on Shabbos. I'afi lo me'asma lifslei lo belina. And therefore, if you did it yesterday, if you baked it yesterday, it would be nifsa belina. That's why Rebbe says that the afia shtei alechem is doche Shabbos. Let's finish, and then we'll talk about a big problem with the Rambam. V'sava Rebbe Tanur Makadesh. Does Rebbe really hold this? That the oven, the tanur of the shtei alechem is makadesh v'atanya. But doesn't the Braisa say kivsi atzeres a makadesh alechem ela b'shchita? The kivsi atzeres that are brought with the shtei alechem, right? The lechem is only sanctified with the shchita of the animals, not with the oven. Ketzad, what does that mean? Shachton l'shman, we had this earlier. Shachton l'shman, v'zarek damon l'shman. If you did everything l'shman, wonderful. Kiddush alechem. The lechem becomes sanctified. Shachton shlo l'shman, v'zarek damon shlo l'shman. Lo kiddush alechem. If you did everything improperly, the lechem did not become sanctified. Shachton l'shman, v'zarek damon shlo l'shman. Halechem kadosh v'eino kadosh. If you only have l'shman by the shechit and not by the zrika, then it's limbo. It's quasi. Kadosh and eino kadosh. Dive Rebbe. Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon Omer. La olam eino kadosh ashi yishchot l'shman v'yizrot amin l'shman. Lazar Rebbe Shimon said, no, it's got to be totally good. It's nothing without it. But what do you see? You see that the kiddush of the shtei alechem is through the shechita, not through the ovens. So what do you mean that it's through the ovens? So Amar Rachman Bar Yitzchak, hukvuvu v'lo hukvu'u ka'amar. Really, it is through the ovens. And even Rebbe holds that it's not kadosh at all. When he says kadosh v'eino kadosh, he means hukvu v'lo hukvu. Are these lechems connected and set to be connected to these animals, to the kifsi atzeres? That's what it means. It doesn't mean sanctified. Sanctified is only in the ovens, but in terms of being set, connected to the animals, that's what it's talking about. The big problem with the Shita of the Rambam is that it seems from this whole Shachla V'Tayr that we just read that the two things go together. If it's going to be Docha Shabbos, that's because it has to be cut at night. And if it's going to be allowed to be cut by day, it's not going to be Docha Shabbos. The Rambam is problematic. The Rambam holds that it can be done by day, and it's Docha Shabbos. That's the big problem. The Lecha Mishnah points us out. The Rambam in Hilchos Pidin and Musafin in Perek Zayin, the Rambam says in Halacha Vav, that is Docha Shabbos. The Rambam says in Halacha Zayin, that you can do it even by Yom. So that is a big problem. Mitzvah likatzer b'layla b'lacha misha shisha asar. Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. Right? The series b'shabbos, even. V'kol alayla kasher k'shisa omer v'im katsuru b'yom kasher. That's a big problem. So the Ola Shlomo says, other Rechonim try to answer up as well, the Ola Shlomo says maybe the problem is because our whole Gemara is within the world holding that dechuya. And the Rambam holds hutra in this world. So maybe that's how you say this. Machlokas Tanoim. This whole Gemara is going within the world of Dechuya Betzibur. That carbon is Sibur or Dechuya. Avod is Dechuya Betzibur on Shabbos. And that's why, if you could find a way out, then it can't be Docha Shabbos. Mashenki, the Rambam holds Avoda is Hutra be Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, one would be allowed to do it. That's his suggestion. But it's, be familiar with that Shita of the Rambam, though. Whatever the Svar is, that's his Shita. Vaita, let's at least start the next parak. Hadol Rabbi Shmuel, here we go. So we are up to the seventh parak, which is really, right, a different parak, remember, in Mishnayos, because we said the sixth parak is really the tenth parak in Mishnayos. Okay, the Elu Menachas Nikmatzos V'Shir HaLakonim. Rules and regulations. The following Menachas, which are most Karbanos Mincha, have Kemitza done to it, are Nikmats, and their Shirayim are eaten by the Kohanim. What are they? Minchas Asolas, Va'amachas, Va'amarcheshes, Va'achalas, Va'akikin. All five of the voluntary Karbanos Mincha. And Minchas Ovdei Kochavim, that's tomorrow's daf. Could a guy bring a Mincha? Minchas Ovdei Kochavim. Minchas Nashim, and the Mincha of a woman brings. Minchas HaOmer, Minchas Chotei, Minchas Kinos. All of these have Kemitza done to it, and the leftovers eaten by the Kohanim. That is the halacha. Rib Shimon Omer. But meaning what? What does the Tanakhama hold? By the other Karbanos Mincha, for example, Minchas Kohanim, that are totally burned on the Mizbeach, yesterday's mitzvah that we did in Mitzvah Shir, Minchas Kohanim, there's no Kemitza. There's only Kemitza done in order to create a Komet to burn the Mizbeach, and Shirayim to burn to be eaten by the Kohanim. Rib Shimon argues, Rib Shimon Omer, Minchas Chotei Shal Kohanim Nikmetzes, the Komet's Karev La'atzman, Vishrayim Karev La'atzman. Rib Shimon says, the Minchas Chotei of a Kohen, right, of an Olav Yored, so that Kemitza is done, even though you burned both parts of it. So that is a very important discussion. What's the Machlokas about? What's the Lundus? Reb Shimon seems to say that Kemitza is part of the Avodas HaMincha. It's not just to achieve the Shirayim and the Kobetz. It's part of the Avodas HaMincha. Therefore, you got to do it, even if you're going to burn both parts on the Mizbeach. Mashiach, the Tanakhama says, no, Kemitza is about getting the Kometz. And therefore, if you don't need the Kometz, you're going to burn everything, so then there's no need to do the Kemitza. We'll talk more about that, Baruch Hashem, on Sunday, where we talk about, according to Reb Shimon, do you burn it in the same place on the Mizbeach?
Kemitza is equated to what? To
Shchita.
Kemitza
is like Shchita. Kemitza is like Shchita. But Shchita, you always have to get the Dam. But Kemitza and Kabbalah and Holacha and Haktara. Those are the four Avodas of a Mincha. So Kemitza is like stage one, like Shchita.
Even the same way by an Ola, you would take the blood, you...
But in Ola, by all other Karbanos, first you have to do Zrikas Adam. Before burning things, you have to do the Avodah of Zrika. You don't just burn everything on the Mizbeach.
Right.
But here, you're just going to burn everything. You're not going to do anything else.
You're going to
burn the Kemitza, you're going to put the Kemitza, you're going to burn the Kemitza on the top, you're going to burn the rest of it on top. As we'll see, so there's no real purpose. Let's just do two more lines. Amar of Papa, this line we already had twice here in the Masechta, Kol Hecha Detzan, Eser Tanan, wherever it lists off all of the Minchas, it means 10. Rashi already quoted 2 days, what does this mean? It means all loaves are always 10 loaves, or it means there are 10 types of Minchas being discussed. My Kamash, Malan Lafuki Mi Reb Shimon, it's against Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon was the one that said that you have a choice by the Mafetan, or Damar Mechza Chalos Mechza Rekikin, Yavi. Reb Shimon says if you bring Mafetan, or you can bring 5 and 5, 6 and 4, right, there are two types of mafetaners you could bring. Kamash Malan Delo, we hold that you can't bring a little bit of each. Should we stop here? I know you're right. You know what? Let's just do two more lines. The Shirayim l'Kohanim. Shirayim l'Kohanim. So the Shirayim go to the Kohanim by most Minchas. Minol. And how do I know that Kmitz, that the Shirayim of Minchas are all eaten by the Kohanim? The Ksiva Ksiva. The ones that have written are. The Lo Ksiva. Ksiv Bav. Zostaras HaMincha. Hakrevo Sabanei Aaron V'chulu. V'hano Seres B'mena Yochel Aaron V'vanav. So that's where the pasuk says. So ba'chitin lokami bailan. So the menachas that come from chitin, almost all, that's not my kasha. That I have the source. Kikami bailan ba sa'orin. What about the menachas that are made from barley? There's only two, right? There's only two: the mincha v'sota and the omer. So ba sa'or nami midinik metzah shir elakonim. No, and also because the fact that you do kmitza to it, you have a marker for that. So it must be that the shirayim are for the kohanim. So the Gemara says, "Aliyah derabanan lokami bailan." According to Rabbanan, fine. But what about according to Rabb Shimon? The Amar Ika Mincha de Mikmitza Velo Misachla. The fact Rabb Shimon says sometimes Kmitza is done and there it's not eaten. It's not like our Mishnah says. Rabb Shimon Omar Minchas Chodesh Akonim Nikmetzes Akomets Korv Vaasav Shirayim Kriv Laatzman Minolan. So according to Rabb Shimon, what is the source for Kmitza being done? For Shirayim being eaten, it doesn't automatically go with Kmitza being done. So Amar Chizkiya, Amar Kras follows. V'chol mincha blula v'shemen v'chareivo l'chol b'nei Aaron tihiyeh. That's an extra pasuk. And ameino inyan l'blula shal chitin, teneo inyan l'blula shal sa'orin. If it's not referring to wheat, put it with the barley karbanas. And ameino inyan l'chareivo shal chitin, teneo inyan l'chareivo shal sa'orin. So just use the principle of ameino inyan. It's not needed where it is, so you put it by where it is needed, and that is by the barley karbanas. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue more on Sunday. On Sunday, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to have a Tana, Rav Aharon. Pretty unusual to have Rav Aharon in the on Amora, but that's what comes up on Sunday. Something to keep in mind. Okay, we'll stop here.